This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, Paul, what's on your mind?
Actually, it's Phil.
You mean it's not Paul?
No, it's Phil.
What's the difference? Come on, spit it out.
Here it is.
Mike!
Hold this.
Oh, no. No, no. We do not allow smoking in the house.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Dicka.
Here, I'll get rid of it, honey.
Anyway, I'm coaching my son's soccer team, and I didn't know if you might be willing to help.
Soccer?
Actually, I want you to assistant coach.
Your assistant coach? You really don't know who I am, do you?
You're right. Silly idea. I just need some help, and you're such a great coach, and my dad's going to be riding me all season, so I just...
Your dad? You mean I get to coach against your dad?
Well, yeah.
Mike, I smell smoke.
Nobody's smoking.
Mike.
For Pete's sake. So, like, it's me and you against the old man?
I mean, there are other teams.
Gotcha.
No smoking means no smoking.
Okay, come on, Phil.
I'll throw this out the window, honey.
I'm sorry, Mrs. I'm sorry.
You should be.
It's a nasty, filthy habit.
Two great actors.
You can count me in.
The Don and Mike Show.
That would be an order of appearance. Ditka and Farrell.
Will and Mike. And the Golden Globes were announced, or the Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Right.
That was last year, right? That was last year.
A lot
so they wouldn't even be eligible.
Sadly, no, Mike.
It's a shame.
Here's our phone number.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, for God's sakes. We got 8,000 tapes of that. Oh, hold on. Here's Dude.
The recipe for indifference. The Don and Mike Show.
You've heard this one before. This tape. Hold on. Let me turn the machine back on.
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
Right,
oh, Betty.
You heard that one. Got some new ones, though, today. Are you amused, Oprah?
I'm really, truly amused by that.
Thank you, darling.
You like that, Oprah?
I'm really, truly amused by that.
Yes. Queen Oprah. Hello, Oprah.
Oh, we also got a lot of tapes. Still more tapes of Oprah and her goddamn school in Africa. Really only one tape that's worth even hearing where she refers to the girls as colored girls.
Mm-hmm. That's unexpected.
Well, she says that it's what they refer to themselves as.
I see.
Over
there.
The girls at the school.
Over in South Africa.
That was very amusing, Oprah.
I'm really, truly amused by that.
We thank you for that, Oprah.
Glad to hear that.
I love the white people now having something to say about what I'm doing with the black children.
Notice how she put on her black voice here now.
Yes, she
now
did.
She's dropped that Madonna voice that you pen she was using yesterday.
She does that all the time.
And now because she's going to talk about a black-white issue.
Right.
Two snaps up, girlfriend. Go put my black voice on.
She's
I love the white people now having something to say about what I'm doing with the black children. Oh, I'm really, truly amused by that. More black people are poor in this country because of apartheid than white people. And so the ratio of the demographic is, you know, represented in our school. We have white girls, not a lot of white girls. We have two white girls. We have Indian girls. We have what they call in this country colored girls, which is biracial children. And in this country, they call them colored.
That's amusing.
I'm really, truly amused by that.
That's the other voice that
Thank
she's using
Oprah.
Right there.
She also uses her black voice on the tape where she talks about money because she didn't ask celebrities for money. Okay. She slips a little bit in there.
Celebrity pals Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Tina Turner, Chris Rock, Spike Lee, and Sidney Poitier were Oprah's guests for opening day.
What about money? Any of your celebrity friends
you
say, hey, here's a big old check?
No, and I didn't ask anybody for money. I didn't ask anybody for money, and I didn't want anybody, and the reason I didn't mention money yesterday, because I didn't want anybody to think that I invited them here because I want to now hit them up for money. I have money, so I don't have to ask anybody for money. I wanted them to feel the...
I have money.
I don't need to ask nobody for money.
Yes, and it's $40 million, right, is the total cost for the school.
That's exactly. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi, I know I can make them laugh.
You amuse me.
I'm really, truly amused by that.
You actually already have, realizing you're not talking
We're
to
not
us.
Playing that game. Thank you. Very hard.
Sorry.
Keep in touch.
Bye, Betty.
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
Drink up, Betty.
Now I'm amused.
I'm really, truly amused by that.
I had something happen to me today while I was getting out of the shower.
Hey now.
Yeah, yeah. Get ready for a load of sexy. Here comes spontaneous. Here comes a big bowl of sexy right now.
Right? Well, all you have to say is you're getting out of the shower.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want you to picture that I'm standing nude in front of. What do you got?
Yeah.
Set the mood. Standing nude in front of my my incredible funhouse mirrors in my bathroom.
Are your mirrors they're funhouse like, but aren't they designed to enhance certain other parts of your body?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, you go that way, it makes your face real big and long.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, it makes my dong real long.
And you don't even have to move up and down.
No, it's just like right. Wow, look at that. Look at pendulum side to side.
Dirk Diggler.
So I'm in the Ron Jeremy. Who will be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Another great A-booking.
Yes.
From Spiewak Industries.
How's it?
So I'm just doing the stuff that I do, and I noticed for the first time ever that my armpit hair is becoming a problem, and here's what I mean. Now, I lifted up my arms to put on the deodorant. No problem. I've got a nice amount of hair there. I'm proud of that. I'm a man. I noticed when I put my arms at my side that
tufts.
It's not just a strand or two.
Yeah.
Looks like a woman on the beach, you know, laying down there and I mean, down there, you know, where we do not speak, and you walk by and maybe sometimes you see like one ingrown hair popping out down by her daisy.
You've never
area.
Had them pop out before?
But Mike, it's not like a chick where there's one popping out. It's like a woman's vagina where
vagine,
thank you. If you saw it on the beach, this coming out of the bottom of a bikini top, you'd say, my God, get a razor to thy thighs. And the problem is, and I don't know how long it's been like this, it's not just one. It's a whole bunch of hair. There's too much hair on my goddamn armpits. Here's the question. I did not do this today. Would I be gay if I trimmed my armpit hair?
Absolutely, without question. That is extremely normal. Go watch a white guy in an NBA game. We all have the hair that juts out.
But would I be gay?
You know why you're seeing more of it? Do you know why you're seeing more of it? Because you're taking weight off.
That was my theory.
Because your biceps are getting smaller too. your arms are getting spaghetti-like now. That's what it is.
But does it make me a fag if I was to trim? Because some guys I know trim their pubic hair. I myself don't, but I've heard tell
right
from some people in this room that they've shaved their pubic hair before.
Well, I have my own issues.
Trimmed it down.
I have my own issues with armpits.
What's the difference between your crotch and your armpits?
Can I tell you seriously what was debated?
Not always, Rob.
When we were on break between Carla, and she insists that I am wearing a woman's deodorant.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't remember the name.
Is it Tussie?
It's a band product.
Really?
Band roll-on?
They're not good for you.
It's a roll-on, but it's a new type of roll-on. I know it has satin in the name. But wait a minute.
That's a girl's deodorant, then.
Well, I'll bring it in for you tomorrow and let you smell it and tell me. I don't think the odor.
You don't have to smell
I
it.
Don't think the odor is. Well, it's all about the smell. I like the smell.
But if the name is satin, it's made for a woman.
Probably.
It's a girl's deodorant.
Is it absolutely. I'm not aware that the product has been marketed at all.
Can I tell you the kind of deodorant I use?
What do you use?
Red's. What is it?
Old Spice?
Old Spice Red Stick Tony Stewart brand. That's right.
Do you really?
Got the number 20 car on my deodorant. You're goddamn right. I'm loyal to my NASCAR products.
It might be Satin Breeze.
That's a girl's deodorant.
I love the smell of it. I really do, and I think I smell great.
If I trimmed my armpit hair
so
it didn't come out like some girl's pubes.
You'd be more gay than me using Satin Breeze.
Okay.
You don't want to do that. The reason you're seeing it or you're noticing it is because your body shape is changing.
Okay.
That's part of it. Because I probably, you know, I mean, my arms aren't all that fat. My gut is fat. That's where all my weight is. But I think, can't you see the armpit hair that juts out?
But I'm telling you, this was a revelation to me today. Mm-hmm. It's not one or two hairs that pop out.
It's a tuft on each side.
And it's more than one tuft,
yeah,
Buzz.
But that's, well,
a tuft
you're normal.
Is a collection or a
There's nothing abnormal. Do you think you're growing abnormal amounts of hair?
Yes, that's
Do you think it's like when we get older that we have eyebrow and nose hair?
Right.
Ear hair and nose hair, correct.
Men over 30 have certain problems.
I thought that the hair is growing beyond, it's like
Rapunzel. Do you trim your eyebrow hairs that get too long?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's either done or it's not done. I don't think it's frowned upon. I would think that trimming your armpit hairs would be, well, you're not going to be walking around, unless we're going back to the dress code that we had in the 80s, which was tank top.
Please.
I'm just thinking on the occasion that I'm walking around, if I happen to be seen without a shirt on.
Right.
You know, for God's sakes, why has that guy got two hairy clams coming out from underneath his armpits?
Guys, I've seen millions of guys that wear tank tops that you see the hair. I don't like looking at it, but it's not abnormal.
So I guess maybe this does make me sound gay.
No.
Mike, hold on. I was just going to ask you something.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I'm just going to ask. I think it's rather unruly on a guy. It's a fleeker look to not have all of the hair. So why couldn't I trim it?
Well, you could trim it. You could even shave your armpits if you wanted to, but it wouldn't make it any less gay. I think it would be.
I was almost like Tommy Boy. I could. What does he say? I could take a dump in a box
and call it guaranteed. Or you can buy a better product for me.
Men over 30 have certain problems.
Right.
Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
All right, but what about your armpits?
Ban antiperspirant deodorant, original roll-on satin breeze.
Satin breeze.
Huh? Yes, ladies roll-on.
Thank you.
Well, it's under Woman's Roll-On at Family
Dollar.
It's to prevent razor irritation, which is where women shave under their arms.
Oh, that's for the ladies' vagina.
Wajine.
Well, not the deodorant.
Have you ever had a barber?
Somebody's could use deodorant down there.
Have you ever had a barber without asking trim your eyebrows?
Yeah, and I'm always insulted when they do.
It surprises me.
I'd rather that they
Chinaman does it sometimes.
I would rather that they ask, rather than just like, oh my God, because you know what they're thinking. Andy Rooney.
Right.
His eyebrows are a mess. Let me, and it's like, hey, hold on, that's not why I came to the hair cuttery.
That's why I draw mine on.
This doesn't say woman's
Yes,
anymore.
It does.
This doesn't say woman's.
If you read the ads, it says to prevent razor irritation, and unless you do shave under your arms, then that's
well, wait a minute.
The wrong
deodorant. It's the heading. You know how it works on the internet.
Yeah.
It's got shop, personal care, deodorants, women's roll-ons.
Can I see it?
I think it's in addition, because on the right side of this, you've got Mitchum, Mitchum Mountain Air is a man's deodorant. This is not conclusive.
This is not even remotely conclusive.
So it's inconclusive.
Totally shut up.
That's the antonym.
Yes, it is.
Hold on.
You smell lovely.
I defy you to say that it smells girly. I'll bring it in tomorrow. I'll bring
I stepped
a
over here
tomorrow.
And I just it was like stepping into a summer's day.
You know, I just want to say on Mike's behalf, I'm looking at it now.
Now, do you agree with the headings? Do you see Mitchum under there as well, which is a man's product?
I don't see anything, although it's
at
sure
the very top in small letters, but it's a subheading.
It's pointed out.
It's very
ban antiperspirant deodorant. Oh, women's roll-on.
That's all deodorant. So that's part of it. That's included in the category.
That's a girl's roll-on.
Yeah.
100% a girl roll-on. You can tell by the top of the thing on the top of the webpage.
Then I will ask you the question you
the
were
heading,
just asking
rather,
me.
The header.
By wearing that.
You're a faggot. Although,
thanks for waiting.
You're a faggot if you wear it because you like the smell. I think all guys have been caught at some point if you run out of deodorant. You might go to your wife, your girlfriend's thing and go, I'm going to throw some of that on today. But you're not doing it for that reason, are you?
I'm doing it because I use the Ban product, which now regular Ban is for
men. That's for men.
That's for everybody.
Right. That is for men.
It was a green bottle, and I looked at it and I said, hey, this smells real good. I'm really particular about what I put under my arm.
Does it smell like anal? Is that what it smells like? Because it's gay.
I think you're
using a girl's deodorant.
I think it's just like a guy wearing cologne. I think it's just like somebody putting on that Axe body spray.
No different than shaving your armpits then. No difference.
Well, then, you know what I say to you then?
What?
Shave away. Trim away, I'll bring in the clippers.
See, I'm not going to shave. I'm just.
We were so close now, I'll bring mine.
Just trim.
I'm just going to use my
lip. I mean, the ones I use on my upper lip.
My mustache. Scissors.
Nothing wrong with grooming.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
You.
Yes, go ahead. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
My husband has been shaving his armpits for years, and I've been telling him it's gay.
Now, honey, hold on. That is
time.
Hold on. Please give me a second to interject here. That is gayer than gay. You might as well bend over and play the game where you spell run.
I have a question for you. Which is more gay, shaving the armpits or shaving the nether regions?
Shaving your crotch.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, porn guys do it.
Gayer than shaving your armpits. But I'm not, but the point I wanted to make to this lady was I'm not talking about shaving my armpits.
No, just a trim.
Would be trimming them.
For grooming.
What does he do it?
Do you do it? No shaving. You don't shave down there?
No shaving. You were pointing at him like
I just thought. I was just taking a hunch. I was pointing at him.
Oh, you thought he shaved down by his...
I thought he shaved down there. Grooming, perhaps, but no shaving.
All right, Mike, hold on there. I've been handed something else about your band Roll-On.
All right.
So, honey, do you get it? That I'm not shaving. I just want to trim. Hello?
Lady?
Yeah. All right.
She's gone.
Let me see. Okay.
What do you got? I am a little embarrassed.
Band Roll-On.
I'm still wear it. I'm still safe.
Satin Breeze, 3.5 ounces. Don't let the purple hue fool you. This lovely shade of lavender. Yeah, this is a man's deodorant. This lovely shade of lavender goes on clear and won't leave any white or purple streaks on your skin.
Okay. I hear nothing. I hear nothing that says woman.
Hello.
Lavender.
Don and Mike show.
Sticking
Hello.
With it.
Hello.
Hello.
No, you know, Don, they do make Nair for men.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Okay, and again, I'm not looking to shave them down.
No.
I'm simply looking to trim. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with doing that as long as it's not the full-on, you know, cut.
Thank
the
you. That's what right. I was wondering. Thank you. What about Mike?
You're going to decide on this with one caller.
Of course, well, you do it all the time. If you get someone who agrees with your point, you say, okay, good, this guy's smart.
What
do you think of Mike's faggot perfume? I'm sorry.
That's a really balanced way of interviewing.
Let me withdraw the question.
Mike, you said it yourself, though. You said, I don't want to look at it, but, you know, you said you don't want to look at it if somebody has a tank top on, but then you're going to flame them for doing it. I don't understand.
Right. Well, what do you think about the deodorant that I'm using?
There's nothing wrong with that either, Mike. Is that the right answer?
What? Oh, no,
don't patronize me.
Give him the real answer, sir.
That's a little on the homo side.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do, man, is step up to Lady Mitchum. That's your first step to getting back into the men's world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I feel like a woman.
I'm wrong.
Aren't you glad you threw that in?
I
just mentioned this thing about shaving my armpit. You came strong with the fact that you used ladies' deodorant.
It's been on my mind ever since we came back. I actually wanted to ask you about it. I was actually going to bring it up.
Being a woman is using the deodorant. I'm not a fag because I'm going to just trim my armpit hair. Mike thinks that Buzz shaves his pubes. Now Mike is writing something down on his piece of paper.
Oh, I just got my answer.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Your answer to
Don and Mike Radio God.
My deodorant answer.
Oh,
it's
hello.
It's pretty clear, actually.
Hello. We'll use it. Be proud.
Dries clear. I'm going to keep using it, Barnabas.
Good for you.
I'm going to keep using it, and I defy people to, you know, if somebody walks in and goes, hey, are you wearing perfume? You know, then I'll have a problem.
Probably don't need
hello
it.
There, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing today?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, Don, I just wanted to tell you, man, I totally agree with you. It is definitely gay to shave the nether region. A little trim will make you feel much more confident as a man. You take them down just to about that lowest setting on the beard clipper, and you will look just like twice the man you ever were.
You're approaching Gayville.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Yeah, he's talking about down there. I'm not talking about my crotch. I'm talking about my armpits.
Right.
I'm talking about the crotch area, man.
Right, I figured that
anywhere
out.
Anywhere there's too much.
I tried that once. I tried shaving down there, and I did not shave it, but I tried trimming, and I cut myself.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Don and Mike.
I did.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You're my wonder gods. How you doing?
Howdy.
My hairy little friends.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, I'm 35, and my wife makes fun of me because I like shave every single day. But my brother now.
What do you shave every day?
Huh?
What do you shave every day?
Everything.
Okay, faggot. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Everything you want.
Every day.
Everything.
I shave every day.
Wow.
For goodness sakes.
You.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, be careful when you're shaving your armpit, because when it grows
I'm not going to shave my armpit.
Are you going to trim?
Yes. Good. But I won't shave. But go ahead. For those fags
out there.
You're
going to bring it in and get it right out to the fans?
With the bag of hair?
Yes.
Maybe I'll do it tomorrow on the air.
It's a great idea.
Hey, now, wouldn't that be a good Friday treat?
Right. That'd be delightful.
Take my shirt off in here.
Yeah, well, why don't you let us, like, say, hey, we really think, yeah, that might be a good idea, and then go ahead. We'll trim anyway, because you want to do it anyway.
How about we have a lottery to see who actually gets to trim the hair?
Like here?
Sure.
Like on the show?
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to be generous and let the other guys participate.
Don't you want a chance to win, Mike?
No, I don't.
Don't you want the winning ticket?
No, but I'll bring in my clippers, my mouth clippers. My beard.
It'll be one of those setup things where every name is Mike O'Mara.
And the winner is...
There you go.
Mike O'Mara.
Lucky guy. Lucky guy.
Listen, we got to hit a break. Any news on that tool that's showing up to see the woman who's probably out of her mind drunk?
Oh, is he standing her up?
No, we better... Robbie, we better bring her down in the next break because it's almost time for the Buzz News Hour coming up at 6. Hold on. Here is Yanni with an update. Yanni.
Joe just talked to him, and he said he's about a mile away, so we should have him in the next break.
Ah, well, then we come back. Listen, it's really, really important that you guys keep him from us. We don't want to see him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until we get on the air. Mm-hmm. Okay, so get drunk Karen ready. I hope she's not drunk.
No. And I'm just preparing Karen for this. I hope it's not one of those great teases where, hey, I'm a mile away, and then we get back on the air. Hey, listen, I'm at the 7-Eleven 500 yards down the street. We've had that happen to us before, and you know how you and I have cried when that's happened.
I think the guy will be here.
I hope so.
I think the guy will be here. Now, the setup was this woman, Karen, called the show yesterday, showed up today. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's on today's log. You can see her picture. Nice-looking lady.
Yeah, very nice.
38, never been married, not stretched out from any kids or anything. Looking for a guy, very picky. One guy did call in who met all of her criteria, and the guy was such a swinging dick. He threw out all this stuff like, hey, you know, independent of what happens with you, I'm going to be going to Atlantic City this weekend.
Lake Tahoe.
I'm going skiing in Tahoe, and I'm on my way because I'm a Renaissance man right now, and this is the thing that pissed you off too, Mike.
Absolutely.
I'm on my way to pick up my guitar, my lady.
My guitar. So I can serenade you. Lovely.
You know what I thought of when he said that? I thought of the scene in Animal House.
Yes.
But the guy's playing the guitar, and John Belushi comes down and just beats that crap out of the guitar.
I gave my love.
So, this has been unfolding over the entire show today.
I hope we have a payoff.
Yes. And now, for goodness sakes, this whole thing, I see every one of the 24 lines is lit up now, either about gay deodorant or gay trimming your armpit hair.
Shaving or trimming. But are you really going to do, I think you really should do that on the show tomorrow.
We will. We'll come back to all this tomorrow. We'll do a break. We'll be right back with Kathy and the other guys.
This is the Don and Mike Show.